Hi, this is Pastor Casey. Thank you so much for listening to a testimony of one of the people of the Elevation Church family. We at Elevation believe that God is alive, and He wants to have a relationship with us that is living, powerful, and active. And you're about to hear one of those testimonies of people living out that reality that Jesus talks about, where He stands at the door and He knocks. And when we open the door, He just wants to come in and continue to have a deeper and more real and powerful relationship with us, so that our lives can truly encapsulate that verse that we serve a God who does more than we could even ask or imagine. So thanks for listening, enjoy it, and know that God wants to do the same kind of things in your life as well. Be blessed.
Thank you. Good morning. I came up and asked for prayer a couple of weeks ago for an ankle injury that I got a few months ago, as well as some back in side pain that I've had over the course of 4 years. And during prayer, God spoke to me and asked me if I had forgotten about two other healings that I had previously gotten over the past 4 years. And I haven't forgotten. But then He asked me, why haven't I been sharing and giving testimony for it? So this is why I'm here today, to share. So at the age of 2, I was diagnosed with severe asthma. My life kind of consisted as a kid of doing about 3 to 4 breathing treatments a day, because to go outside to play, to be around animals, if I ate certain food, if I got sick, that was kind of my life growing up. As I got older, it switched to using an asthma inhaler probably about every 4 hours just to kind of get through life, as well as taking the steroid inhaler. Excuse me. So back in 2004, in preparation to go to Africa on one of our mission trips, I was asking for prayer for fear and anxiety, because traveling across the country with a condition like that was always very nerve-wracking for me. I had a good friend ask me, have I ever asked for prayer for complete healing of my asthma? And I hadn't. I had just been told by doctors growing up that I would always have it, so I never even thought to ask for it. So I received prayer that day for healing, and I was healed that day. I've never had any issues with my asthma. I've never used an asthma inhaler ever since, and that was about 4.5 years ago. Fast forward to...
That's awesome, by the way.
Yes, awesome. Yes. And then fast forward to this past year, I just went in for my normal yearly exam, and I received a phone call from the doctor saying that they had received, or test results showed that I had some abnormal cells, and they wanted me to come in to kind of go over results and see what the next step was. They had told me that I had some extremely abnormal cells, that I had to have a procedure done to see whether or not it was precancerous. So of course my mind is going a million miles a minute of what is actually going on. I had some of the youth leaders pray and some other people pray on a Sunday for me. And I just felt the Holy Spirit just fall on me, and I just was calm in knowing that God had this all under control. So after the procedure, I went back about 2 weeks later, and as the doctor's like looking over the results, she's like, this doesn't make sense, like I don't understand. All of those test results that were showing extremely abnormal cells, she's like, I don't see any of that. And I'm just sitting there like laughing because I know exactly what was happening, that God had completely healed me. So I'm just here, yes, so that's great news. So I just want to encourage everyone who may be in need of healing to be bold and ask for prayer. And for those of you who have had healings, to be bold enough to share. I think a lot of times we try to keep it to ourselves because we don't want people to know our personal business or our history. And I think it's important that we come along each other and pray for each other and share testimony, because I think that's when, you know, the floodgates open and heaven comes to earth. So that's it.
Thank you for listening to this testimony from the Elevation Church family. And if you were inspired today, know that God wants to work in your life in the same way. And I would encourage you to lay that before Him and bring your prayers, knowing that God wants to do beyond what you can even ask or imagine, because you are His beloved child.